Are you feeling like you're the bottleneck in your business? If so, you're not alone. You're juggling team messages, client deliverables, launch timelines, and back-end fires, and it's all sitting squarely on your shoulders. It's a familiar story for so many growing small business owners. The business is working, you're bringing in consistent revenue, but instead of feeling more freedom, you're feeling more pressure. And the bigger question starts to surface, is this even sustainable? That's exactly what we're diving into today. In this episode, I want to pull back the curtain on what a fractional director of operations actually does, how this role is different from the rest of your team, and when it might be the missing piece you need to scale without burning out. Let's dive in. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Welcome back to the CEO Amplify podcast. I'm Donna Dubay, your host, strategic growth advisor, and fractional DOO to visionary entrepreneurs who are ready to step into their next season of growth without working 24/7. Today, I want to talk about something I know so many of you are feeling, even if you haven't quite said it out loud. You're doing all the right things. You've built a solid offer. You've hired a few team members. You've had consistent sales. But deep down, things still feel chaotic. You're making progress, but it's not peaceful. You're growing, but you're exhausted. And here's the truth. What got you here isn't going to get you to the next level. This is exactly where a fractional director of operations can make all the difference. Imagine for a minute that you're the head chef at a bustling restaurant. You've got the vision for the menu. You know exactly what your customers want. You're incredible with the ingredients. Full of ideas, lots of flavorful combinations. But every time you try to cook, you're also the one placing supplier orders, reorganizing the pantry, training the sous chef, chasing invoices, and trying to figure out why the dish pit is backed up again. You didn't become a chef to do all the jobs. And yet, here you are, exhausted, constantly pulled into the daily grind and wondering why you can't seem to grow this place, this business, this restaurant without burning out. This is what exactly happens to so many business owners. The business grows, the demands piled up, and suddenly you're in survival mode, reactive, stressed, and unsure what to prioritize next. This is where a fractional DOO steps in. Now, before we go too far, I want to clear up something because this is where a lot of confusion creeps in. A fractional director of operations is your strategic right hand. Not a VA, not a project manager, not a unicorn who does everything, but someone who thinks like an operator and acts like a partner. Someone who sees the whole picture, pulls the pieces together, and helps you scale in a way that aligns with your goals, your capacity, and your team. When I step into this role with my clients, it's not just about managing operations. It's about translating their vision into focused execution. A fractional director of operations is kind of like a COO for small businesses. But instead of being in your business full-time, they work with you fractionally, meaning a few hours a week or part-time hours. We become your strategic partner, someone who understands both the vision and the execution and knows how to connect the two. When I work with my clients, I'm not just here to organize your ClickUp or chase team members for deadlines. My role is to step back and help my clients see the big picture and then build the system to make it happen without burning out their team or them in the process. When people hear director of operations, they sometimes think project manager or maybe a virtual assistant with a fancy title. Others might assume that we're a CFO managing all the money, or even a co-founder who's in the weeds full-time. But a true DOO, especially in a fractional capacity, doesn't take over your inbox, your calendar, or start fixing typos in your course slides. To understand where we really sit in your business, I want to break it down into four levels of leadership within your business. So top level is vision. This is you, the CEO. You're casting the vision, you're deciding where the business is going long term, and you're defining the big picture goals. Underneath vision is strategy. This is where a fractional DOO steps in. We help translate your vision into an actual roadmap. We help you choose what to say yes to and what to put on pause so that you're moving in the right direction without burning out or chasing every shiny idea. Underneath strategy is management. And a fractional DOO also sits at this level. This is where we're going to lead the team, clarify roles, manage projects, track metrics, review financials, all the parts of the business that keep it running and growing. This is where we hold the glue. And if you've been the glue far too long, then that's an early sign that you may need a director of operations. And then the last level in this hierarchy is implementation. And this is your team, the doers, the ones who carry out the work, your OBM, your VA, your marketing coordinator, your copywriter, your tech person. The DOO isn't here to replace them. In fact, we make their jobs easier and more focused, so everyone is rowing in the same direction. A DOO isn't the person doing all the work. We're not your implementer, and we're not your visionary either. That role still belongs to you. But we are your partner, your right hand, your sounding board, the one who can ask hard questions, translate ideas into action, and help you build a business that doesn't rely solely on you. A DOO helps you create the right plan in the first place and then manage the execution of that plan so you're not stuck in the weeds. I partner with you to translate your vision into a clear, grounded strategy and then oversee the team and the projects so things actually move forward without you in the middle of every decision. So in short, you could say I'm the bridge between your big ideas and your team's execution. And we do it in a way that builds sustainability, not more chaos. So when I step into a client's business as their fractional DOO, I'm not just there to keep things tidy or organized. I'm there to help them lead better, grow smarter, and create space to actually think again. So let me give you a glimpse into what this looks like. First and foremost, strategic planning. This is the heartbeat. If you've ever found yourself doing too much, too fast, without knowing what's really moving the needle, this is what's missing. So in strategic planning, we zoom out together to define what matters most and then map out exactly which projects to tackle when. This isn't a one-time planning session. It's ongoing, iterative, and grounded in real data and capacity. And when I say strategic, I mean both high level and in the weeds enough to know what your team needs to execute. Because otherwise, let's face it, those plans are just collecting digital dust. Every business has a long list of shoulds, but not everything needs to happen right now. So as a DOO, I hope you map out the big picture, prioritize what truly moves the needle, and create a strategic calendar that brings order to chaos. We map out projects, prioritize them, and ensure the team has clarity about what's happening when and why. So you no longer have to juggle launches, new hires, product development, all at the same time. We time things out intentionally so your team is focused and your energy is protected. The next piece of this is project management. So if strategic planning is the what and the when, then project management is the how. I implement systems and workflows that your team can actually follow, not clunky platforms or endless task lists. And more importantly, I make sure you're not project managing everyone while you're trying to lead the business. So when I join a business, things get lighter pretty fast. Clients often say, "I feel like I can breathe again." But I'm not just assigning tasks in Asana. I'm thinking about dependencies, team capacity, risk, and of course, results. When I work with clients, we build project plans that are rooted in real strategy. So your team actually finishes things and you stop bouncing between 10 half-done projects. The next piece, of course, is team oversight. You've hired people, but are they in the right seats? Are they being managed well? Are they set up to succeed? As a DOO, I audit your org structure, support hiring decisions, coach your team, give feedback, and run team meetings. I often act as a buffer, if you will, between you as CEO and the day-to-day drama so that you can stay focused on leadership, not logistics. And most importantly, I remove you from being the bottleneck. I assess the team you currently have, the roles you need, and how to shift people into the right seats. Sometimes this means hiring. Sometimes it means redefining someone's role. And sometimes it's about letting go. I've worked with enough businesses to see the patterns, and I can help you build a team that's built for the business you want, not just the business you currently have. Many of my clients are relieved when I start managing their team meetings, tracking performance, and having those tough conversations, so they can step back into the visionary role. All right, next up is KPIs and metrics tracking. KPI is short for key performance indicators. So I firmly believe you can't improve what you don't measure. So part of my role is to help my clients identify what metrics actually matter for their business. And then we build a rhythm to track and review those numbers so that you can make data-informed decisions, not guesses. And it's not about tracking 100 things, right? It's about finding the right 5 or 10 levers that help you make better decisions faster. And the last piece is financial partnership. No, I'm not your bookkeeper nor your CFO, but I do look at your P&L with you on a regular basis. I help you understand your profit margins, flag issues early on, and tie your decisions back to your financial goals. Helping you understand what the numbers are saying, profit margins, team costs, how much that launch really made you, these are all the decisions that matter. And when I sit down with a client to review their P&L, we talk about strategy, not spreadsheets. I help connect the dots so you can move forward with confidence. And the result is that you stop reacting and start leading with confidence. I've had clients say to me, I didn't even know I was losing money on that offer. And it wasn't until we looked at the numbers together that it became clear. Again, you can't grow a business you don't understand financially. This is a key piece of being the visionary leader. All right, so that's a little overview of how a fractional DOO steps into your business and what that role entails. So when do you know that you're ready for a DOO? You might be wondering, this sounds great, but how do I know if my business is at that stage? So here are a few signs that are a good indication. Your revenue is steadily growing, but you still feel like everything relies on you. You've got a small team, but you're still the one managing everyone. You have a ton of ideas, but no capacity to implement them. You're craving more space to lead, to innovate, or just breathe. You've tried hiring support, but it hasn't really solved the real problems. When I step into a business, my goal is not just to make things more efficient, it's to make things feel lighter, to bring structure, accountability, and to calm the chaos, so you can get back to doing the things only you can do. So on the flip side, here's how to know when you're not ready for a fractional DOO yet. You don't have any offers consistently selling yet. You're still figuring out your audience and your messaging. And you don't have any support yet. You're still a solo and you need help implementing, not leading. Okay, so that's the differences. I want to share with you a quick story from one of my clients. So this is one of my favorite examples. She was a service provider and came to me overwhelmed. She had a team of contractors, lots of ideas, and zero time to think. Within our first month, we restructured her org chart. We paused a non-essential project and shifted her team's focus. That allowed her to get her brain back, as she said. Within 90 days, her monthly recurring revenue had increased. Her stress had decreased. And maybe most importantly, she had time to rest and dream again. That's the power of the right strategic partner. It's not just about systems, it's about space. This is the work that I believe I'm built for. My background in critical care nursing taught me how to stay calm in chaos, how to prioritize fast, and how to make decisions that truly matter. And that same level of discipline, clarity, and empathy shows up in my client relationships. If you know anything about the Colby A Index, I'm a high fact finder and high follow through, which means I naturally build structure and clarity. I don't thrive in chaos. I fix it. But I also love working with visionary leaders. They're big thinkers, the ones who have a million ideas and just need someone to help them make it happen. And a little bit of telling them which ones to do first. When we work together, I'm not just another team member. I'm your strategic partner. I see your vision and help you turn it into real results with less stress, more profit, and more ease. So what's possible when you bring in this kind of support into your business? Well, your team knows what to focus on. You have space to create, to lead, and to rest. You're no longer constantly in catch-up mode. You have a business that's not just profitable, but sustainable. And maybe for the first time in a long time, running your business starts to feel fun again. If you're listening to this and you're thinking, this is what I've been missing, then let's talk. I offer something called a Focus and Freedom Call. It's not a sales call. It's a strategic conversation where we look at what's really going on in your business, where things are getting stuck, and whether a strategic partnership like this is the right next move. This work isn't just about operations. It's about building a business that supports your life, your values, and your vision. And that kind of partnership, it has to be rooted in trust, honesty, and mutual respect. So if you're ready to explore what's possible with a fractional director of ops by your side, check the link in the show notes and let's chat. We'll look at where you are now, where the bottlenecks are, and what kind of support you need to reclaim your time and scale with more clarity. Whether we work together or not, you'll walk away with real insight and next steps. Thanks for listening, and I can't wait to catch you in the next episode. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.